Welcome back to the Building People Podcast. I am your host, Derek J. Murphy, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. If this is your first time listening, this is a space focused on edifying conversations about life, ministry, and culture. However, today, we have come together to do something a little more special. Today, we celebrate the class of 2020. Well, I don't have to tell you, it's been a rough time, particularly this week in the wake of the brutal death of George Floyd in Minnesota, and even Central Park Karen in New York. And don't worry, we'll address all of that in a later episode. But today, we need to pause and be reminded of the wonderful things that we can yet celebrate. Like the top 10 students of the John Marshall High School in Richmond, Virginia senior class, which was entirely populated by Black students. Or like Dr. Jasmine or Dr. Cynthia Kuji, a daughter and mother from rural Louisiana, who both completed medical school this spring and are going on to residency in the same hospital. Or like you, you found a way to make it despite your challenges. So here we are. This is our commencement. We made it. So instead of praise reports and interviews and rants about whatever else, I've invited some very special people to speak to us today. Hopefully their words will motivate you and inspire you as we all graduate into this new world together. First up is an entrepreneur, mother, and my partner in life. You heard her before on episode 3 in season 1, the beautiful and naturally sweet Angela Pickett Murphy, reminding us that we are resilient.
Dear class of 2020, not just graduates, but I'm referring to all of us. Everyone has been thrown into learning this year. I want you to know that you are resilient. Never in history have we had these series of events, yet we're coming out stronger and wiser. What was meant to break us is actually making us better. As we move forward, there are a couple things that I want you to remember. First, every season you're in is your season. There are good times and bad times, but it's always a time to learn. And then that season will be over. So when things seem unbearable, hold on, change is coming. Second, it's okay to recreate yourself. Society would have you to believe that you always have to have things figured out, but it's okay and it's even smart to change what you see is not working. You don't have to be perfect, just strive to be better. Third, it is what it is until it's not what it was. Since things are always changing, when they do change, take it in stride. Shed a tear if you need to, then wipe your face, hold your head up, and move on. Lastly, trust God in and with everything. I promise you, God is your one constant, and you can trust Him above all others. You may not always understand why or what He's doing, but trust that He knows and He's got you. I'm praying for you. You're going to do great things.
Next up to the microphone, he was our very first guest back when this show was called Church Folks. He's a master comedian, a radio host, my friend and brother, and also my classmate, Derek Keener, reminding you that you are already a success.
All right. Let me say to you all, congratulations. It is an order. It is due. You've made it. If you're watching this so you hear the sound of my voice, that means that you are still here. And I'm congratulating you on graduating, which means you've made it to another level, a new level in life, a new level socially, a new level in education, just a new level overall. And a congratulations is in order anytime anyone graduates. So we're speaking to the high school kids, the college kids and adults, because you need to be congratulated too, and everyone who made it thus far in this, it's not even a post-COVID era because we're still in it, but you've graduated to learning how to deal with life and all that it throws at you. In this new era of life, we're going to experience more trials, more tribulations, more hurt, more anger. But you know what you've already done? You've already made it this far, which lets me know you are successful. Anytime anyone graduates, the word graduate means to successfully complete. This is the first step to getting wherever it is that you want to go in life. You're already a success. That's something to be proud of. You're already a success. When you're successful, that's a destination that you've gotten to. Everybody's success is different. Everyone gets different levels of success. But because you have graduated, just know that you are successful. So I want to encourage you all today to not be discouraged by the current climate. Do not allow who's currently sitting in office, the negativity that he spews, do not allow that to discourage you from continuing to believe in what is supposed to be the American dream. The American dream is everything that you make it. We have liberties and freedoms that people in other countries just don't have. Yes, our system is flawed, but you have the ability to make it better. Each individual has the ability to make it better. Don't like the laws? Get in legislation. Run for office. Run for state representative. That seat is open. You get to write the laws. Don't like those that uphold the law? Get into law enforcement. Make a difference. Become a police chief. Become the mayor of a city. Become the governor. Get in there. Make a difference. You have the ability. No matter the age, no matter the education level, you have a right to serve your community. This world is ours. God is on the inside of you. God is saying that you can do it. You don't have to change the entire world. You just have to change your portion of it. That is your responsibility as a graduate. You've made it to another level. Now you've got to turn around, reach back, grab someone who hasn't graduated yet and pull them up to where you're at. That's what this is all about. We all have a responsibility once we graduate. That is to respect the level that we're on, aspire to get to a higher level, and help someone who is maybe below where we're at this moment, get them up to where you're at. I'm proud of each and every one of you who are listening. You've been successful in this process. You're successful today. You're successful tomorrow, and you'll be successful forevermore. I'm proud of you. I love you, and it ain't nothing that you can do about it. Now, each day, whenever I close on the radio, I always give a saying, and it comes from this website that I frequent, livelifehappy.com. And it goes, in life, you have to take the good with the bad. Smile when you're sad. Love what you got, but remember what you had. Always forgive, but never forget. Learn from your mistakes, but never regret. People change, things do go wrong. You just remember that life goes on. So what I'd like for you all to remember today is that no matter what happens to you, no matter what happens to mama, no matter what happens to daddy, life does go on. And as long as you are living, you ought to live your life to the full. Go out there and serve somebody. Go out there and be a better you today so that it can make a better world for tomorrow. I love you all. God bless you and congratulations.
Our next speaker you also heard on season 1, episode 3. She is an entrepreneur and a writer, author of the book A Wife's Guide, Prayers, Decrees, and Declarations. She's here to challenge us to activate our power. Houston's own Marquita Pruitt.
Hi, I am Marquita Pruitt, and I would love to congratulate class of 2020. What a year to be graduating in the midst of everything that we are experiencing. You are now making a transition into a new existence. So just wanted to encourage you all to be mindful of the things that are going on around you. Take full account of it. Try to learn from it. As we have experienced this COVID-19, we all are experiencing a transition. And so no better time than the present to transition into something new while we've been granted this opportunity to kind of take full assessment. So while you transition into your new, whatever that may be, whatever that may look like to you, keep God first. Be sure to keep an open mind and be true to who you are. While you move into this new, you may leave behind some things that you thought was actually a part of your identity, and that's okay. The things that were once good and satisfying to you may no longer be appealing to you now, and that is also okay. And so with that, just be okay with evolution. Evolution is a good thing. Change is a good thing. And so we welcome it. And so I encourage you to welcome it and walk in it, own it. Don't be discouraged by what has been presented to you. Don't feel robbed of an opportunity. Take this time to see the blessing that has existed in COVID-19. While it may have taken from you the opportunity to graduate with your peers and to walk the stage, you have also come through such a tough time, unlike any other class that has proceeded before you. And so take this as an opportunity to see it as a blessing. This COVID-19, this whole season that we all have been presented to, has possibly prepared you for what's to come in the future. And so this is an awesome time actually to be in existence, because we are experiencing things that we've never experienced before. And so take this opportunity to glean from it and utilize it to spear you ahead. This, because no other preceding class has experienced this, this is actually giving you all an opportunity to be pioneers of your generation. And so I encourage you all to take lessons from what has been presented. I pray that you all don't allow it to get you down, because again, you have been disadvantaged, so to speak, with the things that has transpired in our season. But again, this has set a stage for you all to be pioneers and to be great leaders of your generation because of the things that you have powered through in this season. And so we just ask that you try not to be discouraged by the current situation and look to the future and what that may be. While it may look different than you expected it to be, it still has great potential to be greater, better, and brighter, but only you have the power to determine that. And so I encourage you all to activate your power and forge ahead into your greatness. And so I pray now that God blesses you all from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that he blesses your mind to be open to his will for your lives, blesses your hands that you be able to be creative and be able to do the things that he has called you to do, and bless your feet that he may order your steps going forward into this new season of your life. Let you be a blessing to the world as he has called you to be.
Next up, this good brother is a podcaster, pastor, thinker, and strategist, primarily known for connecting people to their purpose. You heard him here on season 2.5, here to urge you to listen to your life. My friend, my brother, Pastor D.K. Hammonds.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning to the class of 2020. I want to encourage you and applaud you for the accomplishment that you've had, whether it's been grad school, trade school, high school, doctorate school, whatever school that you have matriculated from. It is a pleasure to see that you've done that. today I want to lift up, with the amount of time that I have, a book author named Parker J. Palmer. And Mr. Palmer writes a book that's called Letting Your Life Speak. Letting Your Life Speak. And in that book, Mr. Palmer talks about, critically, in the first chapter, about how important it is to listen to your life. We as graduates, we are people who are of higher thinking. We are individuals who have matriculated and done all of these great things of thought. But sometimes we need to take a moment in time, a moment of reflection, to listen to our lives and see what it is that our lives is saying to us. Parker J. Palmer writes, before you tell your life what you intend to do with it, listen for what it intends to do with you. Before you tell your life what truths and value you have decided to live up to, let your life tell you what truths you embody and what values you represent. All because we paused and we listened. We listen to that inner voice that politely tells us to go right, left, to avoid trouble, to politely tells us to lift our hands in church, politely tells us to write this answer on the test that we forgot. We listen to that voice. That voice then provides projection and direction so that we can exceed in life. That voice also tells us that we listen to life and we listen to what's happening on the inside of us because it impacts what happens on the outside of us. If we listen to the life that we have, if we listen to the spirit that God's given us, if we listen to the voice that's in our head, we can find out that what happens on the inside of us impacts what we're doing on the outside. Secondly, allow your listening to lead you to truth that represents what you value. Now, I know many of us, we've graduated and all we can think about is partying and kicking it. But what I want you to think about is, what do you value? Do you value your life as an African-American person while a police officer sits his knee on your neck? Do you value the life that a young woman in New York can call the police, who's also a part of the Democratic Party, and be looked over and use her privilege as a point of reference to oppress African-American people? Or will you use the value to lift up the people that you're called to make a change of oppressive nature, of systemic problems? Have you listened to that? Once you listen this way, once you practice listening this way, through context, through uplifting and valuable content, through diversification of information, and through balance, this is how we listen. So I've told you how you allow your life to speak to you so that you can listen. I've told you how to listen, but what's the important premise of listening? Here's one. Listen to your voice because it determines your vocation. Parker Palmer says it like this: vocation does not come from willfulness. It comes from listening. I must listen to my life and try to understand what is truly saying about me and what I would like to do about said life. And never represents the real world, but honest intention. I'm listening for vocation. So how do those two things connect? Here's how. Because if you take the root word of vocation, you will get voice. And voice is on the inside of you that then can come on the outside of you through your vocation. Your vocation is not necessarily what you work and get paid for. Your vocation is what you've been called to do. And so, as graduates, you've been called to adhere to the voice that's on the inside of you, to listen to its directives, because its directives determines vocation. Vocation determines aptitude. Aptitude determines altitude. And all because I took the time to listen. Listening requires willfulness and willingness. Sometimes we get so busy, we get so riled up that we don't take time to simply listen. Listening requires for us to check our decisions and our intentions. You're going to have a lot of stuff come at you. You're going to have a lot of things said about you. You're going to have a lot of people parading and walking around and celebrating you. But let me tell you something. There's one person I know that was celebrated. They shouted his name, Hosanna. And in the same breath, in different texts in the Bible, they asked to crucify him. Now, does that mean that Jesus was not listening? No, he was. He was listening to his vocation, his calling, the thing that God was pushing him to do. And it was on the inside of him that he had to quiet the hosannas so he can experience the next level of his life. Last thing, and I'm done. Listening to your voice and verbalization, because in it you will find the true course of life. Let me say it again. Listening to your voice and verbalization, in it you will find the true course of life. Listening to the voice on the inside of you is what's going to determine and spark the fire. But articulating that voice is what's going to materialize what God has put on the inside of you. The voice that he's given to us, we must turn the volume up to experience the victory. The voice that he's given us that's going to determine the true course of life comes through our words. You are victorious. You are a winner. You can accomplish. You can do this. Nothing can stop you now. You can be the CEO. You can be the lawyer. You can be the pastor fighting for injustices. You can be the doctor who's fighting against systematic oppressions. You can do all of those things if you simply speak it. You have to use your voice. You have to listen to what's happening on the inside of you. Because in it is victory, vocation, voice. God will do all that he needs to do in your life if you would turn down the volume and listen.
Our final speaker you heard on season 2, episode 5. She is an author, businesswoman, international speaker who went from the projects to a PhD. She's here to talk about "and suddenly," to remind us that our commencement is optional. Please welcome to the microphone, Dr. Kimberly Ellison.
And suddenly the world stopped, moving everyone from what was to what's to come. Congratulations, graduates. But see, historically, most graduates are met with a cap and a gown and a congratulations. Yet today, I greet you with a universal reservation, where each of us stand between our graduation and commencement, unsure of whether to rejoice for the future ahead or regret what we've left behind. The sudden pause not only placed us in physical isolation, but also left many of our dreams in desperation. And like most high school graduates, many of us, we don't feel prepared, and we weren't ready for the sudden separation. Over the past few months, we've questioned ourselves. How can I be a graduate without completing the required life courses? Why am I wearing a cap and a gown if I'm not ready to matriculate to the next level? Graduates, I inform you today that your graduation has nothing to do with your commencement. And many of us have frequented graduations and we didn't even know what we were celebrating. We thought maybe we were celebrating just another student or a degree. So I want to share with you the difference between your graduation and your commencement. A graduation is the completion of all of the degree requirements as recorded on your official manuscript. But your commencement, it's optional. It is the ceremony which we celebrate the completion of your degree. And so today, each of you have experienced a season of sudden acceleration to graduate your dreams, your goals, your commitment, and your vision to the next level. I want to encourage you that God has overridden the system for you. He's overridden it from a season of isolation in order to commence you into a season of elevation. But I want to remind you that your commencement is optional. It is up to you to move from a place of comfort and normalcy into your promised land of purpose and destiny. It's up to you to win the war in order to move from completion to preparation. Because graduation marks your completion of a thing. It ends from the requirements, your place of normalcy, what you've been used to for a while. You've now graduated. But this commencement will challenge you. It will challenge your preparation. Will you choose to be in self-preservation, or will you choose as a graduate to commence yourself in self-preparation? This is the end suddenly. The end suddenly is your answer to your prayers. Graduates, the thing you wouldn't move on, God has placed a mandate on it. The vision you've set out on for all these years, God has put a demand on the destiny inside of you. The last few months of isolation now becomes acceleration to your elevation. Graduate, you are ready to commence. You are ready to walk into your end suddenly. Isaiah 43 and 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So what this tells me is that in between your place of completion and your place of graduation, God will spring forth a new thing. He will spring forth the very thing that you've asked for in the past now has become your very present. It is a new thing that you now must walk into unapologetic, unashamed, and ready for the next level. You see, whenever I receive something new, I get really excited. And if you're like me, you rip open the package and you look at it and it comes well put together and it's difficult to get inside. They packaged it in a way so that the things are almost impossible to break free. You find yourself tearing open the package and trying to get scissors and even sharp objects to cut it apart so that you can now begin to operate this new thing. But in order for this new thing to operate at its full capacity and its full capability, we must first take it out of its original packaging and put it in the new environment. You are the new thing, and God has placed you in a new environment. But in order to operate at your full capacity and capability, just like that new package that you receive, it comes with instructions and directions. So as you commence into your new season, I encourage you to listen to and for his voice. That's where you will receive the instructions and the directions of your promised land. That's where you will receive the instructions and the directions to commence yourself in this new place. John 10 and 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Hearing his voice in this new place is an expectation. Hearing his voice as you commence into your promised land is an expectation. And so as he has an expectation for you, I encourage you, graduate, to begin to expect God to move in a new place for you like never before. I admonish you as you matriculate to this next level that you understand even more now that it's important to hear his voice and follow him. For he is doing a new thing, and it shall spring forth. Congratulations, and welcome to the end suddenly.
I hope you truly understand the weight of this moment. Our moment. Your moment. Because you are resilient, not only do you survive your challenges, but you rise above them. Because you're already a success, you have nothing to prove. You have been released to the world for this moment. Activate your power. Listen to the voice of your life and walk in your purpose, and suddenly, the same God you prayed would save you from your deepest depth will also launch you to your highest heights. This is our moment, your moment, your commencement. I'd like to thank all of our speakers for inspiring us and encouraging us today. You can check the show notes for more information about each one of them. You can follow me at I Am Derek J. Murphy across all social media platforms. Well, except for Snapchat, because I don't do that. Thank you for listening today, and I hope that this has been an inspiring moment to launch you into your next season. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you share it with someone. Post it on your social media. Send it to somebody in an email. Also, consider subscribing and leaving a comment so others can find out about us. And if you didn't like it, just act like you didn't hear it. It's fine. We'll be okay. So until next time, know that God loves you best. I love you best I can. And we'll see you.